The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates. And I am defending myself against you Branson lovers out there. I've been accused of disparaging Branson. Now, I would never do that. Branson is a great place. I grew up there. I'm just kind of reminiscing about the good old days when there weren't so many people there. So I liked it when I had it to myself. Sorry, everybody out there, but when I was a kid, it was a one-street deal. So I apologize if I offended you Branson lovers.
Well, and they just have to get used to your form of humor, you know?
Yeah.
They'll get used to that. Now, what's going on down there in Springfield, Missouri? Are you still with your elderly parents?
Well, okay, so the poodle soup that I suggested as a humorous deal, that did not go over with the humor that I had anticipated. So I think you're right. Or my humor is often misunderstood. I'm a misunderstood child.
Yes, so you are. New? You are.
What's new? All right, and then it was so hot that my cell phone had a heat stroke last week. And my air conditioning went out on my Beetle on Woo. That's my Beetle's name, my little convertible. And I had to put my cell phone in the freezer for 20 minutes to get it to work again. It just stopped working. It got so hot.
Okay, now I have to ask you, because that does not sound right to me. Can you honestly put a cell phone in the freezer? It sounds like it would really hurt it.
Oh, no, no. In fact, a lot of electronics they put in the freezer to get them to work again, and my cell phone loved it. I mean, if you'd been as hot as my cell phone was, you'd want to get in the freezer, too. And it was so hot that and I had my windows down in my car because the air conditioning was out, so I was driving around with my windows down. My silk flower in my Beetle wilted.
Well, and only you would have a silk flower, right? In your Beetle.
well, you know, they have that little face and everything. Anyway, yes, I am doing great. Lots happening here. I know that we're both dealing with parent issues, and it's just tough. It's tough. So my heart goes out to people out there who are dealing with their parents, because it is just not easy. And I know in July, what's happening? We're going to do that show, aren't we?
We're going to do a show on aging parents. And Suzanne, like last weekend, you had a really ordeal. And this week, I've had a really ordeal. So we both have been very close to this. And it's, yes, it's really a little disturbing. But yes, we are going to do a show on it in July.
I can't wait. We both need it. I know. So, and in June, we're talking about blooming. There are so many ways we can bloom.
Yes, and one of the ways, I think, is giving of yourself to help others. That is like so, makes you feel so good, and it's a win-win situation. It's just when you bloom, they automatically bloom. Or I guess it's the other way around. When they bloom, you automatically bloom. It's just a reflex action, but it always makes you feel good. We all know that.
Well, and I know our charity, the Sisters of St. Joseph, one of their mottos is bold moves for real change. And I think that's just, I love that. And charity, I mean, where would we be in this world without charity? It would be a terrible place to live. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a scary thought. And I know we're going to talk about that later. So shut up, Suzanne. Okay, dirty little secrets that we all need to know. We love these. Can the condition of your husband's gums, and that's with an M, not an N, and that, you know, the things that hold your teeth in your mouth, affect your sex life?
And all of you out there in radio land, do you want to know how many calories there are in your menu items? I know I do.
And Yeah, well, and many female, how many female plutocrats are there
now, what
in
is,
the world?
Now, what is plutocrats? Is that like when you're from the planet Pluto? I don't understand that.
Yeah, that would be it. Stay tuned and find out. You just got to stick around.
Okay. Our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Ralph Scorpio from the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation, and we'll be giving you valuable information on how to bloom and to help others.
Here's a quote for you that Muhammad said, "A man's true wealth is the good he does in this world."
Then,
profound, huh?
That's very good. I like that one. Then we'll have drawing our June drawings and see who wins our scrapbook gift certificate and the lunch for two. And they great prizes. And they did all this by going to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and signing up. So be sure and go to our website. Check out our blogs. Check out all the information there. And check out our monthly drawings.
And back to our dirty little secrets. Okay, this is the big answer. Can the condition of your husband's gums, that's a gum in your mouth, yes, it can. Oh, affect your sex life. Yes, it can. If your partner's gums are inflamed, it may mean that he will be more likely to suffer erectile problems. And that's from the Journal of Sexual Medicine.
Well, now, what if the people out there, what if they think that he might be having issues, but they're not comfortable mentioning it to them?
Well, or if there are men listening, they should check their gums, I guess, if they're. But you know what? I figured that out. So you know when your dog is like, you want to look at their teeth, or your horse, and you pull, kind of curl their lip up. So you wait until your husband's had like a few too many beers, and then you curl their lip up like a dog and hope to heck that they don't wake up.
And I think I've seen you do that before, haven't I?
Well, okay, do not go there.
I know, I won't. Okay, little Susanna, Rosanna, Banana, Dana, do you want to know how many calories there are in the menu items when you're eating out at a restaurant?
Yes.
Well, only 68% of people interviewed said they wanted nutritional information on menus at all restaurants, not just chains. Now, last week we were on traveling, and we went by a McDonald's, and I just cannot stand to go there because of the calories and the fatty foods. But I was able to look at their menu. I was able to get a snack wrap, and I wanted french fries so bad. And I got a small french fry and a snack wrap, and it ended up being like 220 calories or something. It was really amazing. It made me feel so good that I knew exactly what I was eating. Even though it was too much fat, it was still good to know.
Well, I think that's probably skewed because they probably ask men and women both, and it's the women's responses that are the ones that I think most women are more conscious than that. All right, and we're going to have to talk about plutocrats next week, but I want to close before this segment ends with a quote that Sergeant Shriver, you know, he's Maria Shriver's daddy, he's really nice, that I think is so good, and it so applies. The only genuine elite is the elite of those men and women who gave their lives to justice and charity.
You are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. Bob Hope once said, if you haven't got any charity in your heart, you have the worst kind of heart trouble.
And our guest today is talking about just that issue. We have with us Ralph Scorpio, who is the director of the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. Welcome to our show, Ralph.
Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. Love to be here.
Well, Ralph, tell us a little bit about the Ministries Foundation and what it does so people can get familiar with that.
The Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation, we raise money to support the service programs of the Sisters of St. Joseph in our community. Now, the Sisters are involved in several projects that bring help and hope to people in need, and our job is to raise money to keep them going.
And what kind of programs do they support?
Well, the Sisters of St. Joseph provide health care for people without health insurance, education for new immigrants, safety and support for women in transition, and a leadership and social justice training program for young women. In addition, the Sisters are also really big into spirituality and helping people pursue their spiritual quests and have a lot of programs that help people work on their spiritual growth.
Well, I know, and that is so interesting because don't they have a spiritual spa or what is that they call it?
Well,
call
they have a whole program called Wisdom Ways Center for Spirituality.
Wisdom Ways.
Which has basically a catalog full of programs that would probably touch any area of spirituality you're interested in.
And that is held when?
All year round.
Oh, all year round, on a certain day or any?
All days, and a lot of weekend programs, a lot of evening programs. They have guest speakers and workshop leaders coming in from all over the country, and it's all year round and all different kinds of topics. And you can probably learn more about that by going to our website, which you can access on the Aging But Dangerous website. Mm-hmm. We have a logo there on the right, and click on it, and you get to the Ministries Foundation, and we have links to all the other programs of the Sisters, and that one's called Wisdom Ways.
Wisdom Ways, yeah, I love that. Well, tell us about the health care program.
Sure.
That's, you know, this is so, the timing is so good right now. And
well, our health care ministry is called St. Mary's Health Clinics, and that's our biggest and most well-known program, and it requires a lot of money to support, so we work really hard on really raising money for that. St. Mary's Health Clinics provide free health care to low-income, uninsured people in our community, and we provide preventive and primary medical care, lab work, prescriptions, surgery, radiology if needed, all of that free to the patient. When you come in, you have a clinic visit, we diagnose what's wrong with you and see you all the way to you're cured. All free to the patient.
Gosh, Ralph, that is astounding.
It's based on the generous volunteer hours from medical professionals and other lay people in our community who really volunteer to make that work.
And that is also on your website. People can find out about that.
St. Mary's Health Clinics is a link on our website also.
Mm-hmm. And then another, a couple more of the programs.
Sure. In South Minneapolis, we have a school for adult immigrants where throughout the school year, about 400 adults learn English, math, citizenship, and computer skills. And we also watch their kids for free while the parents are in school in that building taking classes. So daycare is a huge problem for low-income people, and it's free while they're in our building taking classes, which is a key component of the program.
Well, but it sounds like there's a lot of opportunity here for volunteering.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay. Keep going, Ralph.
Right.
Keep going. We love it.
You go.
We also have a home that provides transitional housing and support for women who need to restart their lives, women in transition, and they need a nurturing, safe place to live while they focus on getting a job, either getting their immigration papers in order, earning money so they can bring their families over. Most of these women are from other countries, and many are refugees or asylum seekers, and many, many of them have escaped traumatic situations, and the first step for them to get their lives back in order is to heal. And so what they need to heal is a safe, nurturing, secure environment, and that's what our program does.
So how do you find these people, or how do they find you?
They find us.
They do. They just
You know, we have a
it.
Joke that in a lot of the women who go to that transitional housing program come from East African countries. And we had this joke in the office that there's a big billboard by the airport that says, go into America, call the Sisters of St. Joseph in St. Paul. And it's word of mouth, honestly.
No kidding.
One person's life is affected. They tell other people, and other people know. And we do not keep a waiting list because we feel that's, in a sense, unfair to raise people's expectations. Mm-hmm. We don't know when openings are going to be. But if we did keep a waiting list, it would be very, very long. And we can only see about 28 women at a time. And they stay upwards to 6 months to a year or so.
So it's all women?
All women and women without children. But a lot of the women are working hard to get their lives in order so they can bring their children over and reunite their families, which is a huge, huge goal of many people.
Oh,
obviously.
Gosh, that is amazing.
And then we have one last thing. One of the more recent programs from the sisters is a one-year service and leadership development program for young women, where women in their 20s live in community with each other, and they work at nonprofits throughout the Twin Cities while they're learning leadership and social justice from the sisters themselves, and also giving back, working in ministries throughout the Twin Cities, but also when they go back to their homes, they're learning how to be leaders and how to work for social justice right from the sisters.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. How many sisters do you have there?
Right now, there are approximately 250 Sisters of St. Joseph in St. Paul.
I have no idea that many.
Huh. And they also have 130-something what we call consociates, who are lay members, who lay women and men who work alongside the sisters or kind of walk the walk with the sisters and are, you know, have their own lives and their families and their jobs, but really attach themselves to the mission of the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's growing every year.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with them, Ralph?
I've been with working for the sisters since 1993, so it's coming up 20 years, and I've been in the foundation since 1997.
Okay.
So we were very little when we started. The foundation itself is only 20 years old, and right now we work hard to really increase the awareness of the sisters' programs, and so people know about them and want to support them.
So tell us how you get donations, because I know that is just something we really want to get across today, is how do you get your donations, and what is an average donation?
Sure. Well, we raise money the old-fashioned way. We simply ask for it. And,
good.
And that sounds kind of obvious, but that's actually relatively new for the sisters. You know, they've been in St. Paul for 160 years before St. Paul was even a city, and they never really asked for money up until the foundation started about 20 years ago. So we sponsor fun, interesting events that raise money. We also have an annual fund where we simply ask people to support us, like they would support their other nonprofits, a school alumni group or a parish or something like that. We also ask people to leave us in their will. You can't take it with you, and we'll be glad to help you with that. And we also have a successful grant writer who helps us secure corporate and foundation and government money for our programs. Mostly St. Mary's Health Clinics gets a good chunk of grant money.
Mm-hmm. And what's the average gift?
Usually our average gift is probably between $50 and $100.
And that is amazing.
And we have several donors who give certainly much more than that, and we need them. But people who come in and just find out about us, you know, they tend to give $50 to $100 and really like what we do. And then we kind of work with them, and next thing you know, they're bigger donors, which is great.
That's so great. And then it's just more consistent that way, I would think. You know, it's just like you said with other charities. You know, you give that certain amount each year or each, you know, quarter or whatever.
Yeah. Love a few thousand more $50 to $100 donors would be fabulous. It goes a long, long way with us.
Well, let's see if we can help you with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we are going to be coming back with Ralph after the break, and we will get more information. And we bloom by helping others bloom. That is our motto today.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Bioidentical hormones are tricky issues. A lot of women feel that natural hormone is no or low risk. Many bioidentical hormones are in cream form, so women think it's a lot safer than the pill. This is absolutely not true. The risk of taking bioidentical hormones is the same as regular HRT. There's a reason for that prescription. Having said that, I find that bioidentical hormones are easier to titrate to the lowest dose that treat the symptoms of menopause. Like HRT, bioidentical hormones should be used only to treat the symptoms of menopause. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adephrys and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
Welcome back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, Jean and Suzanne. And if you're just tuning in, we have Ralph Scorpio with us, who is the director of the St. Joseph Sisters of St. Joseph. This is a long one, of Ministry Foundations. Anyway, the bottom line is this is a fabulous organization that we have known about for several years now, and we've really wanted to support you. I know you have a huge collection of amazing nuns over there, and you talk about dangerous women. You talk about women that are changing the world. I know Albert Pike, who was a Harvard grad and a writer and a lawyer back in the 1800s, said, "What we do for ourselves dies with us. What we do for others and the world remains and is immortal." That reminds me of the sisters, Ralph.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's... So, anyway, I want to give you the contact information, and I want to say, please give that contact. How do people, if they want to donate $50 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 to really help people, how do you want them to do that?
Well, I think the simplest way to do it would be to go to your website, the Aging But Dangerous website, and click on our logo, which is on the right-hand side. And that opens up our webpage, and we have an online giving page right on our webpage. You can't miss it. It says donate. And click on that, and we have a great online, very easy, secure, safe way to give.
Okay, great. And we really encourage people to do that because this is an organization that really makes a difference in people's lives and really supports women a lot, too. And
absolutely.
So what if I don't want to give? What if I don't have? What if I am dying to give you money and I want to support you, but I don't have money? Tell me, am I able to volunteer? Oh,
absolutely. And, in fact, if you stay on our website and we have a link. It says volunteer opportunities, I think it's right there on the right. And if you click on that, it opens up the whole page for the Sisters of St. Joseph volunteer opportunities, where I don't directly place volunteers in our programs, but someone else does, and that's where you find out about them. And there's several opportunities there listed. And they change fairly regularly, so keep looking. If there's not something there that you feel like you want to do, check again. But that's the best way, to go to our website and click on all of our links. In fact, I'd like you to spend some time just looking through our website and finding out what the sisters' programs are and some of the testimonials from our people that we've served. It's great stuff. I mean, great videos.
Well, I think that people don't really know about you as much as we would like for them to. And I know my son was diagnosed with cancer when he was 19, and I looked around, and we ended up at HCMC. Mm-hmm. And I looked around at the people there, and I was like, you know, everyone deserves, if it was your child, and that's the way I think of it, if it was your child out there and our listeners, would you feel that they deserved health care if they had been diagnosed with cancer? And that's a great way to look at it. And then send support. Go on our website, agingbutdangerous.com. Click on the Ministries Foundation and donate generously, because these people are making a huge difference in our world.
Well, and we do want to say also that they are one of our sponsors, one of our wonderful sponsors that has been with us for quite a while now. So that even makes it better.
Absolutely.
Ralph, thank you so much for being with us today. It has been so informational, and we just love having you here. You're one of our favorite people.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, please don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Oh, wow. Higher Brain Living, our sponsor. I love it, love it, love it. This week, I was on the phone with someone and getting pretty stressed out, and I went into my Higher Brain Breathing Technique, which they teach you, and I completely calmed myself down. In my higher brain session last Saturday, I almost felt like I was levitating off the table. Now, don't everybody freak out, because this is not a woo-woo thing. I want you to really understand that. There is lots of science and research behind this higher brain living technique, and it is very, very interesting when you read about it and when you experience it. Be sure and go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and click on Awaken Higher Brain Living and look up where they have their free demonstrations. They have centers in Hudson, Minneapolis, and Wayzata, and you can sign up to go to a demonstration on that website, and it is absolutely outstanding.
And today, sound the trumpets, da-da-da-da, our June drawing for you and two of your friends and us for burger. Now, this isn't lunch. It's for a burger and beer special from Hot Cuisine, and that's H-A-U-T-E, Hot Cuisine in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. And if you haven't been there, be sure and put it on your summer to-dos, because it's a great little restaurant. And we just think that chef there is a doll. And I love that his mom, I know I say this, but I do love that his mom named the restaurant. I think that's really sweet. So, all right, are we ready to draw?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All right.
Yes, we are
all right.
ready.
All right, for the lunch, we have Kimbra Ness of St. Michael. So congratulations to Kimbra.
Great.
Oh, awesome.
We know Kimbra.
We love her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she is an Aging but Dangerous member, and she is, isn't she in the real estate business?
Yes, she is.
Yes. Oh, she's a now, great. All right.
Yes,
okay.
Now we want to draw for our $100 gift certificate at Scrapbook 2. Jenna?
That's right. And we have Jody Lichter from Minneapolis who's going to the scrapbooking.
Wow.
Yes.
Great.
So exciting. Congratulations, you ladies.
Woo. Jody. She's one of our first members.
Oh, long time.
Charter
members.
She's, long time.
She's a kick-ass
model. Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. She's been really active in Aging but Dangerous, and she's just so talented. She's going to make a scrapbook that's going to be like in the Museum of Modern Art or something.
Right. And maybe she'll make us a card.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool, too. So, all right. Well, congratulations, Jody. We do love you. All right. Go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. It is a very charitable thing to do, and that's what we're talking about today.
And don't forget our swarm coming up. It is going to be at the Women's Club. It's hitting the sheets after 50. It is on sexuality and at 6 o'clock, and go to our website and make a reservation. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, we're going all out. I mean, we're going to have women put their questions about sexuality in a basket, so it's all going to be anonymous. They can ask anything they want. Put it on your calendar right now, July 18th. So cool. All right. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. You know, Henry David Thoreau said, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates have been your hosts on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
Please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.